What's up, family? What's up? What it do? Come on in. Come on through. Take your shoes off. Relax. Light you a little candle. Roll it up. You know, if you have shopped and you purchased a rolling tray set, this is the perfect opportunity, honey. Roll it up. Put it to use. Manifest for the day. But listen, welcome, welcome back, family. Hey, babies. Hey, y'all. I'ma tell y'all right now. Yesterday, I had attempted to upload. Yesterday was Monday. I'm not even usually recording on Tuesdays. But yesterday, I was uploading a, I'm dropping that one today since it's what I'm about to tell you happened yesterday. And welcome to all of the newcomers. Welcome to the family, if I didn't say that already. And welcome back to my OGs, gang, gang, gang. Okay, for real, I'm focusing. So listen, yesterday I had recorded a whole podcast. Mind you, the first time that I recorded it, I had a door, somebody had came to my door randomly. So, and I wasn't expecting anybody or else I wouldn't have been recording at that time. So I was like, dang, you know, I damn near should just re-record it anyway. So I re-recorded it, right? Did it excellently, you know, got my message off with better messages, better comprehension for, you know, the audience. All of that good stuff for you guys. And I go on my laptop so that I can, you know, upload the audio. And I'm looking in the library and I see absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Not the old footage, not the old content, not the old podcast episode, nor the new one that I had just did because I messed up the other one. And I was like, you know what? I'm not about to fight with this today. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm pretty sure my tribe will understand because you guys always show me so much love. And y'all already know I'm human just like everybody else. And that's something that I really, truly do appreciate. The way that you guys, you know, just y'all get me, I get you. And you know what it is, what it do. And you come on in and you come on through every time. So it's releasing today. And then y'all will also get a bonus episode. I'll probably drop this one tomorrow. But I want to make sure that I'm on task and ahead of the game for y'all. So today I'm going to tell you guys how to spot the obstacles. And if you haven't been able to avoid them, how to recover from them. Okay. So first things first, sometimes I want you guys to know that there are people that literally do prey on your downfall. Stop telling people what you have in the works. Stop telling people what you're working on. Stop telling people, like, you know, until it's really solidified. A lot of people think that I be being sneaky or like I'm being rude because I don't want them, you know, in my business, which in all actuality, I really don't want you in my business. You know what I'm saying? But I want you guys to be safe with your spirit, your energetic hygiene, all of that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's very important. Keep things to yourself. I know you want to announce your new ideas online, you know, and tell people about it so that people know this is what you have coming, you know, to see the feedback you're going to get. Or just to let people know, look, this is my idea and woo 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 woo. Okay, I know, I get it, you know, I've done it, but literally, some of you realize that every time that you post something, it goes wrong. Every time that you post about something, all of a sudden, all of this stuff starts happening. You know why, okay? You have people around you, or the people that you would least expect sometimes, even your job. Stop telling them stuff at work. Don't tell them, they don't need to know, it's not their business, okay? Unless you work with somebody that you really truly do trust, don't get me wrong, You know, we're supposed to be able to trust people and have people around us that we could trust. But there's always going to be people that, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you're somebody that's special. And not everybody can handle people's light, okay? Some people will throw you the evil eye on accident. It doesn't even have to always be on purpose. You know, I don't want you guys to be thinking that life is all about, you know, people just being ain't shit and sneaky and just horrible people, because that's not true, okay? It's not true. And I really hope that people do start learning and understanding that, right? So, how to spot these obstacles, you know, that come your way. So, number one, that is a way to avoid the obstacles, okay? One way to avoid it is to just stop telling people about things that you have going on in your life. You know, give them a little bit of mystery. Allow them to just imagine things in their head, you know what I'm saying? Allow them to help you manifest the life that you are stepping into. Every single day, I say that I show up as who I see myself as. I know who I see myself as, and I don't have to explain that to anybody. A lot of you feel like you have to explain people who you are, what you do, and your aura and your energy speaks for itself, okay? There's people that will be able to read and understand you and see like, damn, she ain't nobody to play with without you even having to do much, you know? Or, you know, other people can vouch for you. A lot of times I don't even have to say things because there's people that know me and have known me for so long, or they've known me and seen me do things behind closed doors that they've never seen anybody do before, and they are able to vouch. So don't tell your plans. Don't tell them who you are. Don't tell them about you. Let them see it, unless they ask you a question and you feel like you want to tell them. You know what I'm saying? But they don't need to know. Let them find the fuck out. All right? And by the way, this is not a religious channel. This is a spiritual channel. We have a connection with God, and God is within us, the Most High, okay? And we get the Most High. But listen, okay? I cuss sometimes, so it is what a TI is, you feel me? That is how you can spot an obstacle, right? Avoid one. So how to spot them? So let's say you meet a new person, right? And you feel that soulmate connection. Now, all of a sudden, your ex-girlfriend, your ex-homegirl, your toxic, narcissistic parent that is never changing, but now they're just, you know what I'm saying, they seeing things that you got going on, and they want to text you, FaceTime you, call you, and say they sorry, all of this stuff, right? Remember, we do have to forgive others. Not even just for them, but for us, for the greater good. You know, some people are suffering for the things that they put you through. Karma never goes what's the word? Unserved, I guess. Y'all get me, damn it. So, karma never goes without being returned, basically. So us forgiving them, you know, it might lessen up the load a little bit for them, but it'll make you feel better too. So that being said, or maybe, you know, your ex person, all right, they want to befriend your new connection so that, you know, you don't connect with that new connection, or they can make it seem like, you know, they put you on, or they gave you, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe you have an ex-husband and all of a sudden he want to FaceTime you and call you and link up with you and make things difficult in the situation with you and your kids now that you're with your new king. These are obstacles, all right? Your job calling you and telling you that they want you to come and work, or your old job wanting you to come back when you've been offered a better opportunity, but you know that job so well and you were laid off there, and now you've been offered an opportunity that's gonna, you know, be a little uncomfortable at first, but it's better for you in the long run, you know? Because you got to get used to new things and new people and all of that stuff, but it's better for you in the long run because it's paying better, your mental health is better, but you comfortable over there. You know everybody over there. You can get in good over there. You know the pay still, you know, it's straight over there too. Listen, these are obstacles that are attempting you, attempting to stop you from growing to that next level. You know, you in story mode. You're the co-creator of your life, right? We're changing the paradigm. If you haven't watched, listened to the paradigm shift, you need to go listen to that, okay? But these obstacles, they want to stop you from getting to that next level. They want to see if you still haven't learned your lesson. Do not get got and tricked out your spot, baby. Please pay attention. Yes, you. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you need to go back and listen to that again, do it. Because do not get got and tricked out your spot, honey. This is not that, okay? All of a sudden are not all of a coincidences. They're not. It's no. Everything happens for a reason. Your steps have already been ordered. Yes, the choice is yours. But if you make this choice, this is what's going to happen. If you make that choice, this is what's going to happen. The Most High allows us to have the free will because God is within us and all around us. But we are gods and goddesses ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So all of these, all of a sudden, they texting you. All of a sudden, they want to put you on the clock for these extra hours and some $50 extra freaking overtime pay. You know, throw you a little extra on top to be their puppet when you're supposed to be working on that new business idea that you have. But because it's not giving you any money or paying you or rewarding you yet, you're like, ooh, let me just go ahead and take that overtime. Ooh, instead of me practicing on my craft that is going to help me bless the community and help me bless other people and help me get other people right, let me just go ahead and work that overtime because I know that money is going to be in my hand. But in actuality, money is just an energy and they're just printing that shit off. Money is just an energy and they're just printing that shit off. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? So, that being said, all of a sudden, they're not coincidences, baby, sis, bro, my kings, my queens, my goddess and my goddesses, my gods and my goddesses. If certain people come around you and you can't focus, yeah, baby, that's an obstacle, okay? That is how you spot an obstacle. Mm-hmm. If certain people come around you and then your plans always seem to start going wrong, that is an obstacle. If you still haven't learned your lesson, that means that you're continuing to bump your big ass head into the wall. I love you. I'm just joking with you. You know what I'm saying? We're family. Stop running your hard head into the wall. Doing the same thing over and over and over again. Running up the same, the hitting licks with Ray Ray over and over again. You get in trouble every single time. Something bad happens every single time. You go back to old dude every single time. You have sex with him one last time, and every single time you got BV. You get yeast infections, UTIs. Last time you got an STD. Sis, learn that lesson. Bro, learn that lesson. It does not feel right. You feel disgusted with yourself every time that you go back to old girl. Y'all start arguing and you don't have no peace every single time that you go back to old girl. But yet, you go back. Because you don't think that there's better for you. And she does things that you've never had before. And you don't think that there's somebody that can give you that. Honey, let me tell y'all something to my sisters, my brothers, my divine masculines, and my feminines. There is no gender roles over here. Whatever you like is what you like. But honey, you are shown certain things and certain people so that you can up the standard some more. So that you can learn a lesson. Some people are not meant to be with you. The Most High picked your soulmates because you do have multiple friends, soulmates, soul mothers, soul fathers. Some of y'all don't have mothers and fathers, but there's a soul mother figure, soul father figure that is meant to come into your life and be that. We are all spirits, have a human experience. All right? So listen. need you guys to understand that you cannot keep bumping into that same wall, because doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is absolute insanity. It ain't nothing but insanity. You cannot get a different result. All right? So, when they come back this time, well, let me tell y'all what I do. Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell y'all what I do after. So that is how you spot the obstacles, okay? I told you, you know, how to avoid them, how to spot them. And now I'm going to tell you how to recover from them and release them, right? Okay, sorry, y'all. I had a text message and I had to text back to that one real quick, honey. Business is business, you know what I'm saying? But I'm here with you, honey. I'm here with you. Listen, so now I'm going to tell you guys how to recover and release, okay? So feel your feelings, you know, when they come back. It's also a sign that if you've been listening to your affirmation, like I've been teaching you guys, or if you've gotten like a venting session and we've worked on releasing, and you know, I've talked to you, done a one-on-one with you, you know, and you've been executing that and doing the gems that we've gone over and sticking to your routine, and your paradigm is shifting. So when you start having paradigm shifts, the universe sends back the old paradigm, because your paradigm, of course, is just like a computer game or something that has a program. It's a program, and something that's programmed a certain way, your mind is automatically taught to do a certain thing and attract certain circumstances and situations. So it's going to bring back those old paradigms, those old programs, just to see, am I really reprogramming, upgrading, or am I going to do this? Okay, so you have to make sure that when these situations or circumstances come back up, when you're about to fuck up that re-up one time again, you don't do it. You go spend it on another pack times two, and you flip that again. Figure out how to cut your costs some more. All right, up your branding. Up your marketing, whatever it is that you got to do in whatever field it is that you do. Get you some legal money. If you need help with that side on your business, mentoring, one-on-ones, I can help you with that as well. Content, all of that. You guys know I got my packages out, so let me know. All right, so in order to completely shift that paradigm, you know, and we're recovering and releasing, you know, when those old circumstances come up, look, we do it different this time. Go hard or go fucking home. It's very hard to continue to tell people to do, you know, it's kind of like that friend that keeps coming to you for advice and they go back and do the same old thing again. Yeah, honey, it's like that. It's like that. So make sure that you do it different, because it's going to happen again. Stop letting them same people call you over and over again. Look, I'm busy. You know you're going to go back to him. You know you're going to go back to her. You know you're going to still do whatever your mama tell you to do or whatever your daddy tell you to do. You know if you're going to do whatever they tell you to do. Okay? So don't even come talk to me about it anymore. Do it different this time, so you can attract greater, so that the Most High knows, okay, you're ready for this next blessing, you're ready for the next responsibility, you're ready for a new season, you're ready to close that chapter, okay? Now, after you do that, it's time to cleanse your space and your energy. Also, y'all already know, if you need that goddess or the god cleansing pack for your home and your space, or if you need that cleansing spray, tap in with me. Tap into the mama at Mama Kate's place to place your order. All right, if you need to cleanse your home, if you need to cleanse your spirit, that is what you need to do for your home. So if you need help with that, assistance with that, tap in and place an order. All right, but if you know how to do it on your own, go ahead and cleanse your energy, go ahead and cleanse your space. If you need help with that, get a one-on-one or purchase a package. We'll do it together. We can do it virtually, but I'll also ship you your package with step-by-step guidance, all right? Now, honey, let me tell you what I do. I would change my number, go ghost on everybody. My friends that have been hanging with me till the end, they already know. And my friends that, you know what I'm saying, they didn't understand and they took it personally. But I do this for me, baby. I do this for my son, baby. Okay? So that being said, make sure that you're taking care of yourself, all right? I change my number. I will take my bath, do my cleanse, make sure that I'm, protecting my window seals, sealing it up so no negative energy can come into my home, or, I'm powering my home up. I'm charging up my crystals. I'm washing my hair, cleansing it with my moon water, whatever I have to do. And then, I journal. I take time to meditate, be in silence, be in solitude. Feel my feelings. I cry. And I go about my business. And I allow myself to have grown from the experience. And I'm gentle with myself. I let myself know it's okay. Give myself a pedicure. Give myself a nice facial. Warm up some tea. Make me a nice meal with intention. Fill my mind, my body, and my spirit up, because I deserve it. And the people that I'm going to be attracting into my life, they're going to do the same thing that I do for me. Because they're going to be the type of people to do it for themselves. And they're going to be able to upkeep themselves. So, when I pour into their cup, they're also able to pour into their own cup and mine if I need to. You feel me? You get me? Even give and take. Shout out to my strong ones. Y'all know, they quick to come dump it on us. Baby, you got to pay for that now. Okay? But that being said, I love you, family, and you got this. I got you. We got each other. Y'all got each other. If you guys want me to open up the Patreon and, the business discussions on the mamakays.place to allow you to go ahead and talk to each other, network with each other, build each other up, let me know, okay? I will do that. But also, if you definitely need some type of, if you need a vent, if you need like a mini therapy session, counseling session, I am not a licensed therapist. I am not a licensed doctor. But, I will give you an intuitive message, and I will keep it real with you. If you're a crybaby, if you take stuff personally and you don't listen, don't come to me, baby. Please, I don't want to hear about it. I would rather pour into myself, go read me a book, make me a nice meal or something. You feel me? Write some music or something, make some content. So if you need that, it is available to you. I'm here for you, but I genuinely will, be here for you if you need me to. That energy do cost, all right? $55.55 for 45 minutes of my time and your time. So let's not waste each other's time. But let's, talk to each other, mingle, connect. Tell me whatever you, I'm not biased. I don't judge, what your family don't approve of. I might, because I'm cool with the freaks and the clowns and the weirdos. You feel me? I love you guys. So, the trappers and the rappers and the bad snatchers, I love everybody. Unless your energy is funky and stank, then baby, look, move around. But I hope you have an amazing day. I love you so much. And let's get it, all right? Peace out.